Our guest of the cafe this morning is Sharon Felt from Sulphur Springs, our books commentator. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sharon and I have talked about from time to time an event called the Pulpwood Queens Weekend. And last time you were in, we talked about it, and we were looking forward to it in several weeks at that time. And now it has come and gone. It was January 17th to the 20th in Jefferson, but you're still kind of buzzing about
it. Oh, my goodness. It was an amazing weekend. 3 days of hobnobbing with really big authors that are just as personable as your next-door neighbor. They have these million-plus books that are selling hard copies, and they will sit down and talk with you about, well, how's your cat? And just lovely people. And there were, the whole event was 3 days, and it features about 80 different authors who are in panels all day Friday, all day Saturday, of about five each for an hour. And they talk about their books. They talk about their stories. They talk about their path, their journey to becoming writers and published authors. And it's just fascinating because you really get to know the person behind the book. And their books are so varied and so every genre you can imagine. But the people and their stories, we talked about it, and they said, well, you always have, each person, each author has one story, and they rewrite it and rewrite it, and it's a way to fulfill something that's missing in them or some unresolved issue that they have. So they write it out, and if you're a writer, you know that many times writing is your therapy, and they come up with these extraordinary stories. They do enormous amounts of research, and then they put it out there for us to share the stories. Mm-hmm. It's lovely.
What are some of the names of the folks that were at this most recent event that people might recognize?
I'm sure that you might know, we've talked about Revis Wortham. He is an author, kind of a local author from, I think he was from Paris. He lives in Frisco now. He does a lot of Sunny Hawk series and the Gold Dust series, which was about a cowboy and his dad, who was a ranger or a constable. And then Lisa Wingate, she has just sold her 1,500,000th copy hardback of a story. It was based on a true story called Before We Were Yours, and it's about this very disturbing event that happened around the 1950s, and it was a gang of people and it was an organized thing that were stealing babies from hospitals without their parents knowing. They just disappeared, and then they would sell them to people on the West Coast and the East Coast that were very wealthy, and those kids were never reunited, and their parents never knew what happened to them. And she was able to, she heard something about it on the national news a few years ago, and she thought, this is a really big deal. How come I've never heard about it? So she did quite a lot of research and wrote the story. And this all happened up in Tennessee, although I'm sure it happens in other places. But she wrote the story, and the most extraordinary thing was that she was able to contact some of the actual victims, and they had a reunion with the parents and kids that finally got together not too long ago, a year or so ago. And her next book that she's working on now is telling the stories of all those that were victims, not only just the parents but the kids too.
And you met her?
I did. Yeah. We had just a 45-minute chat over cheese and Coke and Coca-Cola. I want to.
Right, you know. Right. And, oh, right. That never even occurred to me. Sure. We're talking with Sharon Felt of Sulphur Springs, our books commentator. Well, if they had that in Jefferson, we ought to look at getting that in Commerce or Sulphur Springs or Greenville one of these days. How do we go about that?
Kathy Murphy is the Pulpwood Queen. She is the head of it. She's the one that has started it, and at this point has over 750 chapters, book club chapters worldwide. And she started it in Jefferson, and then it outgrew Jefferson, and then she moved to Nacogdoches, and then recently Jefferson had this brand new tourism center not too long ago, kind of redid that, and so we brought it back to Jefferson. That's kind of where her roots are.
Well, you ought to talk with her, especially Sulphur Springs, since you're from Sulphur Springs. I think that'd be a great place.
Well, she does come to my book club because I'm in hers and she's in mine. It's great.
Just planting the seed. also, we're going to run out of time before too much longer, but you wanted to talk about the Silver Leos Writers Guild Conference coming up Saturday, April 27th. Silver Leos is a writing group that's organized here at A&M Commerce, and you're very much a part of that, and you're having a conference for writers April 27th.
Yes, we are, and we want to get the word out early because along with the Writers Conference, we have an all-star panel to teach us to how to hone our skills, but there's also a writing contest for that will be due, or the deadline is March 15th, and there's a prize for it, and the two areas are fiction and memoir, and you can contact Silver Leos on our website, and you can get the rules, and it's going to be exciting because it will be judged by some professional writers as well.
So March 15th is the deadline to submit, and is it silverleos.com, or do you recall? We'll find out what it is, but anyway, you do a search and you can probably find it, but we'll make a link to that. So that that big event coming up Saturday, April 27th, Silver Leos Writers Guild Conference. Sharon, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Sharon Felt of Sulphur Springs, our books commentator. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.